mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, 27 seconds into this third hour. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's not just Texas that's going to put the transponders in your cars to track you by the mile and tax you by the mile. It's going on all over the country, and I got a big stack of news articles concerning it and just how serious it's going to get. As I mentioned earlier, the Des Moines Register, the question is Gannon kidnapped Johnny Gosch? Talk of Mel Gibson running for president, people wanting to. The Minuteman Project is stopping thousands of illegals pouring across and have basically forced the Border Patrol to arrest 141 that still try to sneak right past them. We'll be going over all of this in this hour and a lot more. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Michael in North Carolina, then Bruce, JR, Justin, Eric, and others. Michael, welcome.
Alex, thank you very much. It's good to be with you. Thank you for allowing me to stand here beside you today.
Hey, I thank you for calling. Listen, I'm glad you care about freedom.
Partner, I just want to respond to someone that called last week and said they were on hold for 30 minutes. You remember that?
Yes.
Partner, I've been on hold an hour and 42 minutes. It took me 40 minutes to get on the call line, in line to talk to you. Praise God for the awakening taking place in this nation.
Well, thank you. I try to go to the calls as fast as I can, so thanks for holding.
People are calling in, my friend. People are waking up. It's a good sign. I would like to read six sentences from an article 2 weeks old in the News and Observer newspaper.
Sure.
The title of this is Home Inspections Worry Owners. House-to-house checks near downtown Raleigh lead some to think they'll be forced out. I'm sure you're aware of this, but the listeners may not be. Since 2003, the city has been engaged in mandatory housing code inspections for every home in aging neighborhoods near downtown. The effort visited on these older neighborhoods in or near downtown is called concentrated code enforcement. Residents call the sweep an invasion. Now city inspectors are knocking on doors in the downtown East community where most folks live in single-family homes, a few blocks from the Fayetteville Street Mall and Progress Energy's new high-rise. Inspectors enter homes to look for violations such as deteriorating walls, leaky roofs, faulty wiring, malfunctioning smoke alarms. They're also checking outside the property for public nuisances such as trash and junk cars. Inspectors will work all of the city's redevelopment areas, underdeveloped or blighted communities where the city plans to acquire property or develop it.
Yeah, this is a fishing expedition to force people out of their property. And it's going on all over the country. I'm so glad you brought this up. This is a whole other area of tyranny that we face in this society today.
Alex, it's been going on for 18 months, and it's got 18 months left. They've got a map here showing phases, step by step, where they're going through these neighborhoods. And they're basically, the city is confiscating these people's property. Would you like this sent to you?
Are you able to email it?
No, I'm not, but
yeah,
I'd be more than happy to
mail it. Mail it to me, absolutely. And it's such an important point you raised. This is happening all over the nation, and I'll comment on it when we get back. Anything else, Michael?
Yes, I'd like to implore the listeners to pray for you daily and to support your sponsors. God bless.
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, the support is needed. We can do so much more with people's support, and the broadcast is growing, but not fast enough. And thank you for that positive, uplifting information. Also, the sad information of what's happening with code inspection. Let's talk about that for a few minutes when we get back. Then I'll go to Bruce and JR and everybody else that's patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. And Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are just two of the websites. Stay with us.
Alex Jones. Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart piece by piece and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, into hour number three. A man's home is his castle. I guess you could say a woman's home is her palace, but a caller in the last segment, in case you missed the call, was bringing up Raleigh, North Carolina, and I was aware that this was going on there in other areas around the country, where home inspectors come to homes that you own. And it can be poor neighborhoods, rich neighborhoods. They usually start in the poor neighborhoods to kind of legitimize what they're doing, thinking that poor, uneducated people won't know their rights. Yeah, you got to let me in. I'm going to do a home inspection of your house to make sure it's secure and everything's in proper order. And they normally do this in areas they want to condemn, areas where they want to expand shopping malls. And of course, in the article the caller was just reading, it admits that they want the homes, they want to bulldoze them. So here I am from the government, openly wanting to get your property and steal it from you and look for ways to fine and fee you to get it. Let me in. Well, you have to have a warrant to do that. No, I don't. It's a local regulation. Well, the Bill of Rights trumps your regulation. Your little regulation that came out of some bureaucrat's brain doesn't trump this country or what America's all about. But listen, they got places in Illinois where they do unannounced home inspections of homes that people own, not even government housing. You know, Clinton started this with government housing. Well, you don't have any rights to a Fourth Amendment, and we're going to do weapon sweeps of, you know, any government housing. Well, that's not true. People still have their rights, but they said you didn't. Well, in Illinois, and we've gone over this many times on the broadcast in a bunch of different cities, people wake up at 6 a.m. with men in black masks with guns doing a home inspection. And these aren't homes where somebody refused to let them in. They admit it's a fishing expedition, and the old lady wakes up, and let's say the house is zoned to have two people in it. If they find a third toothbrush, automatic $1,000 fine. Oh, this shows you've got someone else here. Or neighbors get bonus cash if you've got family over for a week and your house is zoned for four people, but why, there's eight people there. Of course, they don't even knock. They just come in. In fact, in several news articles out of Illinois, mainstream news, they were describing, and the articles were like this was normal and good, by the way. People said, well, you're using mainstream media. Yeah, they're spinning it and saying it's good. We say it's wrong. And people are eating breakfast, and then just men walk in, and you go, excuse me, what are you doing, police? Quiet, we're doing a home inspection. Or in some cases, don't even say why they're there. Then if you complain, they just turn to you and taser you. You're interfering with police business. And, look, folks, it's like the census. They came to my door in 2000. You didn't fill out your form. I go, well, you gave me 56 questions. Under the Constitution, I've only got to tell you how many people live here for congressional apportionment to decide how many members of Congress my state gets. Because some states, as they lose population, get less members. States like Texas, California that are growing, Florida, every 10 years we get more members of Congress. That's all that Exodus says we're supposed to do. That's all that the Magna Carta says. That's all that the Constitution says, is how many people live here. That's the only question you can ask. Not do you own firearms? Do you have a low-flush toilet? How much money do you have in the bank account? Do you have a renter? Did they pay cash? Where did they live last time? These are the questions I was given. One out of six homes got it. Now they're saying they're going to have a yearly census. And I told the zit-faced kid at my door with his little plastic badge, I said, I don't have to answer your questions. I closed the door. He knocked again. He said, hey, you got to answer my question. You'll get in trouble. And I said, buddy, I got a Fifth Amendment. I wouldn't have to tell you anything if I was a criminal. Now get out of here. He came back a few days later. I stuck a video camera in his face, and he ran off. And the punk was parked in the middle of the street. Talk about a lunatic. And we had cases of them busting in people's houses, pushing through doors. This is government. This is what they think. And then now they have a thing where, we're going to force every man in the town to give a DNA test because you want to catch the killer, don't you? Or, we're going to do, they did some law in Louisiana, which the Fifth Circuit said they could do, which is totally unconstitutional. Last year, and they actually said that, well, if the police just don't like how something looks, not even probable cause, they can demand an inspection of your home and handcuff you while they're at it. And the headline in the newspaper was, no more warrants, no more Fourth Amendment. Well, you can claim there's no Fourth Amendment. It's still there. Again, I use this analogy too much, but it's the best one. I mean, we've had federal courts say black people aren't human beings. Does that mean it's true? No. We've had courts say that that people could be indentured servants and slaves. Does it mean it's true? No. Courts aren't God. Courts can say that they can have a draft and make you go charge machine gun nest. That's not the case. That's illegal, folks. That's indentured servitude. That's slavery. So government can declare itself God. It's not God. And I tell you what, we'll go to JR and Justin and Eric and everybody else that's Robert and Willie and everybody else that's holding here in a minute, but I want to talk about this. This is very important. Listen to me. This is fact. This is the official federal plans. I've been warning you about it for 8 years. They're going to put transponders in all our cars, in some cases even worse, satellite tracker boxes. You'll have to pay for them when you get your tags. All the new cars for the last 6-7 years have plug-ins for the satellite tracker box, really even longer. They're going to put them in, and every major state, federal, and local road is going to charge you thousands of dollars a year to drive. Your car will become a taxi cab. The federal boards have called for it. It's been done. Now they're passing the laws at the state level and trying to pass them all over the country. In Texas, it's been introduced. And the bill, I could spend all day on this bill. It's posted in yesterday's top stories on Infowars.com. The bill gives total control over the insurance, gives total control over tracking, databases. It just changes so much. But in there, of course, the headline is it's to make sure you have insurance. The insurance companies automatically report to a database the day your insurance expires. As you drive, these radio readers have already been put up all over state and federal roads. Now they're putting them up in city roads. See, they put it up even before they pass it because they know they're going to pass it. That's the arrogance, people. Instantly scan you, and police are immediately dispatched the second your insurance expires. The second. Now, here's the bill. Says that. Your insurance expires, boom. But as I said, they'd always put a transponder in there for some other reason. Now, they admit in the bill in one of the subsections, oh, it's for toll roads and taxation purposes. It must be readable with the ID number in the state databanks. And, of course, the insurance companies are all pushing this and behind it because they own the government, they own the media, that they are the global banks. It's like one more organ of the New World Order. Well, since we posted this on Infowars.com, here is the WOAI-TV. Additional proposed toll roads revealed. The future is going to take its toll on San Antonio, literally. Bayer County commissioners have signed off on an ambitious multi-year plan. I have the official federal plan to the state. Every major road, I mean every major thoroughfare, you're going to have toll roads, okay? It's like first they told Austin 9, then 14, then 21, and oh, by the way, 6,000 miles of toll roads in Texas. The entire nation has 7,000, okay? Rick Perry says, no, only 4,000. We have the TxDOT plan written by the feds. It is 6,000 miles. But he told USA Today 4,000. Do you have any idea how many 4,000 miles is? And it's to fund the Trans-Texas Corridor. They're going to use that money to build the supermassive NAFTA highway that they've already expanded to 15 lanes. It's not even open. The average person doesn't even know it exists, even though it was in Time magazine. The gigantic highway is about 7 miles from where I sit. It is so huge. I'm ranting, aren't I? Bexar County commissioners have signed off on an ambitious multi-year plan to build 90 miles of new toll roads, toll lanes, and toll intersections across the country, the county. In addition to already announced, see, there's a bunch of others. I remember 5 years ago they had those radio readers already up, tag readers. In addition to already announced plans to build toll lanes along Loop 1604 across the north side to long-range plans to adding toll lanes. It's not toll lanes, it's the whole road. The Interstate 10 from 1604 to Loop 410 on the northwest side and along Interstate 35 from 1604 to downtown. The Alamo Regional Mobility Authority will seek initial funding from the Texas Department of Transportation tomorrow to begin the long process of building the first toll road. And it goes on and on. Tolls allow us to construct to 5 years, but otherwise would have taken 15 to 20. But they're putting them on existing roads, but nothing compared to Austin. And here's one out of the Advocate newspaper. State considers emulating Texas road funding projects to focus on urban areas. State legislators are working to copy a system funding toll roads that raised $6 billion in Texas. That has raised, they haven't even built it yet. See how they sell this stuff? Though they have not decided where to find the increased revenue. The review would be used matching funds from urban area toll roads, such as the proposed Lafayette Metropolitan Express. And goes on, here's another one. I've got a stack of these. The scariest articles I'm going to read when we get back, and we'll go to your calls. Because I want you to know how these work. Listen to this headline. Tech zaps tax cheats. Oh, see. You see? It's not just going to be insurance. You didn't pay a $35 parking ticket. We instantly, this is in the article, they pull you over and tow your car and demand $300. Oh, see? The minute you speed, the minute you do something wrong, instantly ticketed everywhere. Total control. Hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back.
the farthest corners of the Earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Now, this is what the feds and the states say they're going to do with these transponders and these cameras that read your license plates. They say they're going to tax you, they're going to trace you, they're going to read with the radio readers how fast you're driving point to point, that a camera automatically photographs your car and sends you a ticket. And these companies are all Lockheed, Martin, Marietta, and others. And there's no judges, no juries, no. It's all just, this is privatization. The corporation's becoming government. Tech Zaps Tax Cheats, WFMY TV, out of New Haven, Connecticut. A few weeks ago, New Haven resident Kara Norman found her son's car being towed from outside her Connecticut home. The reason stunned her. It turns out she owed $37 in back taxes. See, $37. I was furious. I'm going, what are you towing it for? And he said, well, you owe back taxes. A CBS News correspondent, Thalia Assuris, reports in a small but growing number of cities, tax, vehicle tax, and parking ticket deadbeats now, are being nailed by the tax man's new high-tech tool. But nobody gets in trouble for stealing trillions from the Pentagon. We like it, says Moses Cortez of the Arlington Treasurer's Office in Virginia. It makes our job a lot easier. It looks like a radar gun, but it's actually an infrared scanner that reads license plate numbers. Again, in L.A., they've already put these on the police cars. And then runs them against a computer database of tax and ticket delinquents. If there's a match, it locks in. It will read hundreds of plates in a few minutes, says Cortez. On a recent outing through the streets of Arlington, it took several minutes to hit pay dirt. The car was stripped of its plates, booted, and towed until the owner pays up. And that's hundreds of dollars. Oh, man, this is sick. This is so sick. But back in New Haven, which scored about $600,000 in just 6 months, people are lining up to pay their bills to avoid getting caught. Lawyer Arthur Machito wants the program shut down. You can't even go to Walmart without worrying about being towed. Yeah, the corrupt mafia-owned tow companies are having a love fest with this. But they're talking about doing this with the cameras on the street corners. Well, they got Florida towns that do this. You got unpaid tickets. Well, how'd you know? Well, the camera, when you drove through town, every camera, every person drives through town gets scanned. I'll go to your calls in a minute, but I've got to cover this other one. I've only got about 10 more of these. I can't cover them all. New York Post, driving New York to ruin. New York officials just won't rest until they force every last business out of the state. That's what New Yorkers, and particularly businesses and individuals who use the Thoroughway, must be thinking this week as a plan to hike tolls on the road is debated across the state. Tolls would rise about 25% for cars and an average of 35% for trucks. It's only $7 now, $7.50. Thanks to a simultaneous toll simplification plan, some truckers could face effective hikes of 100% or more, says William Joyce, president of the State Motor Truck Association. The marginal players are going to get knocked out. That's the plan. The big corporations can pass it on. Joyce warns, and we don't have a healthy industry in New York to start with. That's just the start of the pain. These are all just mafia rackets, folks. That's all this is. Joyce estimates the hikes could add as much as $6 an hour to the cost of shipping. Where the money will come from? As much as $6 on top of this. Folks, I've been to these tolls. $4, $7.50. That's just, I've been to New York several times. I was there a few years ago, and it was like $5. Now it's like $7. Stuff that was $2 is $4.50. And some people will pay as much as 100% more. Gosh, will it be $15? You don't like it, Mac? Just shut up! You know how much a cabbie has to pay for a medallion on his the tax on his taxi cab? 100,000 bagumbas. 100,000 smackers, 100,000 clams, shekels, dollars, that is, greenbacks. 100 grand! Folks, they know you got to use your car. They know the society's built around cars. They know we're living in a sprawling society. And they're going to rape us. And you can't vote them out because the electronic no-record CIA-controlled machines went in. And that's why suddenly government's so arrogant and says, we don't care if 98% of you were against the toll roads going in everywhere in Texas. We're going to do it. We've built prisons for you in case you don't like it. And we've militarized the police and taught them that you're the enemy. And we're training your kids how to be prisoners in the schools right now. And you think it's bad now, scum. It's going to get a lot worse. You belong to us now. And we're going to take your guns, and we're going to get rid of your borders, and we're going to put your kids on drugs. We're the New World Order. We're criminals, idiots. And you belong to us now. So learn to submit to us. Learn to love the New World Order. Don't listen to those extremists that warn you. Just watch your federally produced newscast and get ready for the national draft as we put your children in the meat grinder of World War IV.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented PayNex 2000 to the public. The PayNex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The PayNex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the PayNex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a PayNex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You know, that little voiceover that I did in the last segment, I mean, that's really the mindset, the spirit of the New World Order. That's how they see you. The last vestiges of the Republic will now be swept away. We will enslave them and drive them all into bankruptcy and submission. We will then put them on the corporate welfare system, and they will be our slaves. And the stupid fools will never figure out who we really are or how we're carrying out terrorist attacks to make them beg us to enslave them. Some of them are realizing it. Some of them are trying to warn the cattle, but the cattle isn't going to wake up fast enough. They think they're part of the system.
All right, that's enough. I'm being too dark.
Every patriot is now an enemy of the Republic. All right, let's go ahead and go to some of your calls, and I'll get into this other stack of news. Quickly, we will go to your calls. J.R. in Texas.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, J.R.
Yeah, I called yesterday, I'm trying to find out as much as I can about where my constitutional rights stand at the actual border.
That's right. Right at the end of the show, you got cut short. I told you to call back. Thank you for calling back.
Oh, thank you. And
Well, recap what you were saying. You're down on the border, and as a citizen, you get harassed.
Yeah.
But the illegals just pour across.
Exactly. Yeah. All the the aliens do shoulder papers, and they go through, and I get asked 20 questions, and I get upset sometimes, and I get frustrated, and I also get worried that these guys are gonna try to frame me for something. Or
well, look, they're already making it hard. That's what this new beefing up does. It makes it hard for citizens, makes it easier for foreigners.
Yeah.
Because they say immigration reform, the average fool out there believes it. Meanwhile, Bush has openly said he wants amnesty. That's what he's doing. No, I mean, look, Bush has tattled on your neighbors for marijuana, or if a man and woman are arguing with each other, as terrorist manual says that that's terrorism. That's what they're training the tattletale corps to do. Meanwhile, the Minutemen are bad because they're on the border calling the Border Patrol.
And the Homeland Security people, you know, they say that the actual border checkpoint is a federal zone. And so they give you the impression that, no, you have no rights, that we can ask you anything we want.
Yeah, as if you have no rights if it's a federal zone.
Yeah.
You're in a federal national security event zone, young man. Show me your papers.
So, I'm just trying to find, you know, actual documented information
where you can read the legislation. I mean, it's policy. I mean, just look what they're doing. I mean, documentation on what?
Well, just where my rights as a U.S. citizen stand, like, you know, so I don't get, like...
Well, here's the deal. You have the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Sixth, the Seventh, the Ninth reserves all your rights, even those not listed.
Okay.
Basic human rights as a human being. I mean, does government have a right because it wants to say, grab a child and barbecue them? Because if government is God, like Alberto Gonzalez says, they can. But no, government is not God. You have basic rights that aren't even written down, but you have rights that are also enumerated and written down. The problem is they're saying they don't follow those. The government's just declaring through fiat that you have no rights. You've got to resist that. You've got to speak out. You've got to inform.
Okay, Alex.
Yeah. I would write letters to the editor. I would talk about it. I'd complain to supervisors. I'd probably get promoted, but... I would ask them. Clearly, sir, most of this anti-terrorism is just about drug interdiction, and so they think maybe you've got some Rohibanol or something on you,
yeah,
or some steroids, you know, whatever's being brought across the border by individuals, and so they're just probably wanting to steal it, and usually is what they do, and they don't even bust you, they just keep it for themselves.
I also wanted to touch real quickly on news I saw last night on the local 6 o'clock news. The local ABC affiliate, KRGV Channel 5,
yes,
reporting how the Border Patrol and Immigration let most of the illegal aliens go, and they even drop them off at the local bus station.
Yeah, here's a, you know, bus stop for you, and they got little local so-called churches that help pay for them to get their bus ride into the heartland.
Yeah,
there were 400, the Houston Chronicle last year had a headline that in the year before, 400,000 illegals that were picked up at the border in South Texas were released, and over 100,000 of those had felony records. We're talking murderers, rapists. Oh, we'll just let you go. But in the heartland, you didn't pay a $35 parking ticket. We're towing your car. The AI cameras picked it up.
Yeah, I smell revolution, Alex.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Bush wants a bunch of gun control right now. It's being hailed as conservative. You're a liberal. You're for the Second Amendment. You're a liberal. Oh.
God pray for us, Alex.
I know. I hear you. Take care, my friend. I'm out of control here, folks. I'm in total rant phase, and I want to rant because I'm very upset about what's happening. But let's speed through the calls. I got to go quicker because I got a bunch of news. Justin in Ohio.
Yeah, on that note, you know, Bush is such a conservative, he's over there killing millions of people, right? But, you know,
they are a threat to their homeland.
Yeah.
They're a threat to the republic.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, a question I have for you back on the subject of the draft, you know, that guest earlier, that idiot sitting there saying that, you know, there's no plan at all, there's no intention to ever renew the draft, but,
we need one.
Yeah, well, why is it when we turn 18 we got to sign up for it?
Well, he didn't say there's no intention. He says it'll be hard to do unless there's a terrorist attack.
Yeah, terrorist, right?
Yes.
Well, you know, a question I have for you, I guess, is, you know, those of us not under the influence of the mind control machine, you know, and we know the truth, you know, is it right that I have to go over there and kill some people, or does that make me a terrorist for not wanting to fight in a war that's based upon a lie?
Well, I think you should go and breathe depleted uranium and let the government illegally inject you with scores of vaccines that it's a felony every time they do that, but no one enforces it with experimental shots and where your family goes on welfare and where they keep you there for three tours in a row, never done before. And I think you should just submit to it while the very criminal government that controls our government has stolen trillions from the Pentagon.
Well, yeah, it sounds like a good time, I guess.
I think you should submit.
Yeah, well, that was, you know, that's what they're kind of forcing us into. You know, it goes hand in hand with...
What, are you in the military?
No, I'm not in the military whatsoever. I'm a civilian, you know, and you know, I have no problem with...
Why do mayors call us civilians and police chiefs call us civilians? Because it's part of the militarization nomenclature. We're occupied just like Iraq. And they have their and their PSAs are nothing more than propaganda, just like they are in Iraq. We're here to help you. We're here to save you. The government loves you. Everything's good.
Well, it goes hand in hand. You know, they'll force us into bankruptcy, and then maybe we'll just sign up willingly.
You know? I hear you. Thanks for the call. Now, that's part of economic degradation, is the only jobs you'll be able to get after they even shut down the service jobs will be government jobs. And the government jobs they're offering, look, all the big new horses or Homeland Security or law enforcement or military, because that's the jobs you'll be able to have. We're shifting out of a free market into an empire, a command and control system for a few globalists. The corporations are acting like government now, okay? They're taking over. They're not free market. Eric in California, welcome.
Hi, thanks. Yeah, I'll try to make this as quick as possible. One of the things that I was researching one of your videos. Sorry, I forgot which one it was. But you said that 6 of the 12 students were shot by SWAT team members at Columbine. What evidence do you have to support the claim? That greatly offends me.
I'm confused. I mean, if you saw the film, you saw the news articles.
I didn't see the news article. I just heard shortly, like, for a second, you said that one of the 6 of them. What evidence do you have? Because I'm in California. I wasn't in Columbine. But I have.
What do you mean you're greatly, I mean, you're offended? Well, I mean, I've had the editors of the newspapers on. It's been in the newspapers.
Yeah,
but we're sure they shot 2 of them, and eyewitnesses said they shot as many as 6.
But why? I don't understand it. What is the purpose of that?
Sir, it was in the Rocky Mountain News and Denver Post.
The Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post?
I showed the news articles.
And the one video, okay, I guess I didn't see that part. And one of the things that the Patriot Act, now, I'm trying to understand this. Where the heck can I get an actual bona fide copy of what the Patriot Act 1 and Patriot Act 2 says? Because I've been looking around for it, and I can't seem to find that.
Really? Well, we have in the police state section.
Police state section.
Of Infowars.com. The Patriot Act section. Mm-hmm. And we have the bill saved, a link to the Library of Congress where you can read it there. Because people don't want to believe a bill we post. So just link, you know, you can read it there for posterity. You can link over. They have it archived, as they say, backed up, mirrored. And you can go over to the Library of Congress and read it. Type H.R. 3162 in.
H.R. 6162, right?
Pardon me?
H.R. 6162?
No. H.R. 3162.
3162.
Passed October 27th, 2001.
Uh-huh. And the last final thing, because I know you got probably other callers, is that eventually, if this government, the new order, does take over, because honestly, I think if
they have taken over.
They have completely. But we still have firearms. We still have a way to fight. But yet, it seems like it's like, oh gosh, I can't think of a good allegory for it. It's like we're being smothered. It's like a candle, when you put a candle in a case or like...
Slow
like
death.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is that, one thing I noticed with slavery is that it tends to run out of steam. Well, that, is that, are we, are how...
Well, that's if people know they're slaves.
That's only if they know they're slaves? Because, so, therefore, we can continue to be slaves until, Jesus comes back, right? If we don't wake up, if we don't actually do something about this?
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate your call. Right. If you want to know about Patriot Act 2, it was the Domestic Security Enhancement Act. We have an analysis of that. I won the Project Censored Award in 2004 for my analysis of it. That is on the website, and then a link to the actual bill. I mean, I don't know what else I can say. You know, I got criticized for that analysis of the Patriot Act. You know, I won an award. They had a bunch of lawyers and experts look at it and found my analysis was on target. One day after it was made public, I wrote an analysis of it. It took me about 10 hours to do it. And then since then, you've heard about it. Secret arrests, secret searches, all that stuff's in there. People just have trouble believing it. Let's go ahead and take another call. I want to cover some news. William in Florida, last caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks. I just wondered if, according to your information, your sources, and just your instincts, what your timetable is, your feeling about upcoming domestic attacks, what the scenario will be. Are we talking in the next few months, the next year? I know you're to put you on the spot, but, you know, I'm just curious what you think.
Well, I said I didn't think we'd have attacks before the election.
Right.
Domestically. We'll probably have some attacks in Europe. I said after the election it gets much worse. And I think they're going to do something really big. Guaranteed, unless we really wake everybody up about who stands to gain from terror and who was behind 9/11, I'd say events that dwarf 9/11 in the next 2 years.
See, the next few to 6 months, or you think it'd be a little longer than that? I know it's an unfair question, but...
I think by the middle of next year.
On the appeasement thing, I would just refer people to Winston Churchill's fine book, The Gathering Storm.
You cannot appease the enemy.
You know, that's just, if they don't believe you, I mean, just that's history. There it is. You know, that's just one example, but had we gone in, we wouldn't have had World War II.
Well, if our own government hadn't funded Hitler, he's what I call a wind-up toy.
Yeah.
They create the crisis to wreak havoc, then they bring order to the chaos.
Yeah. Right, trying to spread the word. God bless you, Alex.
I appreciate the call, William. All right, let me jump into some more of the news before this broadcast ends here on the final 9 minutes. About 9 minutes, well, I guess with the break, about 9.5 minutes, so that's accurate say that. I want to now get into some of the other news. This is, there's no way I can read all this. It's in the Des Moines Register. It's posted on PrisonPlanet.com. Gannon, is he Johnny Gosch? Johnny Gosch may have finally been found thanks to Rush Limbaugh. The Iowa paperboy was kidnapped in 82 with unsubstantiated stories emerging later that his mother, that he was abducted into a child pedophile ring. No trace of him has ever been found and no suspects have been arrested. Nearly 23 years later, White House correspondent Jeff Gannon, who wrote for a conservative website, was exposed in February as James D. Guckert, same initials as Johnny Gosch, a man with no journalism experience and links to several gay escort addresses online. What do you mean links? He's on there. If you have the time to read a few hundred web postings, you will see how Johnny Gosch and Jeff Gannon, two completely unrelated individuals, became the same person on the web. The way the theory developed says much about the anything-goes nature of the blogosphere and the self-proclaimed reporters on the Internet. Well, it was the blogs that exposed Gannon to be the fake reporter, escort to the president and others, who seems to find accuracy and proof a nuisance in uncovering fantastical conspiracies. It took the random efforts of scores of web bloggers, credulous readers, and longtime followers of the case to assign to the two men a bizarre shared backstory involving satanic CIA agents. We've had senators on, experts. I mean, this stuff goes on. What about DynCorp? That's it. Right now, I just want to get Cynthia McKinney, the congresswoman's question. And then the defense secretary doesn't deny it. Again, just imaginary CIA agent white slavery rings, okay? It's imaginary. Do you have that clip? In the computer, the congresswoman, it's called Grilling Rumsfeld. Okay, grab it. I'm gonna play just the first few minutes of that right now. Thanks. I know it's spur of the moment. I'm throwing it out at the great folks running the show. It took random acts and efforts of scores of web bloggers, credulous readers, and longtime followers of the case to assign the two men a bizarre shared backstory involving satanic CIA agents, pedophiles, and presidents, and, of course, Limbaugh. Go ahead and roll that, okay? Here it is.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The president called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccines and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mr. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls? That's my first question. My second question, Mr. Secretary, according to the Comptroller General of the United States, There are serious financial management problems at the Pentagon, to which Mr. Cooper alluded. Fiscal year 1999, $2.3 trillion missing. Fiscal year 2000, $1.1 trillion missing. And DOD is the number one reason why the government can't balance its checkbook. The Pentagon has claimed year after year
All right,
that
that's
the
enough.
Reason it can't account for the money.
Thank you. The point is, and then he gets to the pedophile stuff, and, well, they got in trouble for it. We put them in the penalty box. Now, we're not saying everything on the blogs or out on the web is true, but it continues to generate real investigations and break a lot of news. And the media, the controlled media, the paid-off Pentagon media, is trying at breakneck speed to discredit alternative media. It isn't going to work. You've already lost. Try to regulate it. Try to control it. It's over. You've lost. We said the world was round. You tried to say it was flat. We kept saying it was round. And now you've been disproven, and you have lost your credibility. We're winning.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, it's a conspiracy. I mean, the government's not involved in kidnapping children. The UN's not involved. Kofi Annan's not involved. Doesn't matter, there's photos of them cutting little kids' heads off. Just doesn't exist. Government is good, purely good, as a driven snow. And if you talk about it bad, you're with Al-Qaeda. Mel Gibson pushed for president, World on Daily's reporting. Folks are starting a national movement trying to get Mel Gibson to run for president. Yeah, he'd make a good president, great president. And maybe he'd be the only person that could beat Arnie if they had changed the Constitution. By the way, Mel Gibson is not from Australia. They moved there when he was a teenager. He's from New York, upstate New York. And I like Mel Gibson. He's right on line, knows all about the New World Order, which is why they never let him be president. But, hey, you never know. We can try. Minutemen catch 141 illegals so far. New Mexico officials hope to expand Citizen Volunteer Project to Second State. In its second day of operations, the Civilian Volunteer Minuteman Project claimed to have aided the Border Patrol in the apprehension of 141 illegal aliens along the Arizona Republic border and deterred many more from attempting to cross from Mexico. While the project gained favorable attention, a city official from New Mexico announced he would like to expand the project to his state. Now a city official. I've got to get him on. And there's a bunch of other really important news here, but we're almost out of time. I've got all the articles here where somebody tries to get to their house on the route where Bush is going to be driving, or Dick Cheney's going to be driving hours later. They just stun gun people for no reason. Cops go to the wrong house, and somebody says, you got the wrong house, so they stun gun them. Just treating us like the enemy, like insurgents. We're all insurgents. We're all civilians. The mayor here in Austin calls us civilians. He's our military leader. It's so good. And I've got articles here where a student who set a smoke bomb off is being charged with the Patriot Act as a terrorist. You know, this is the kind of stuff that's happening and going on here in the country right now. I guess that's really the end of the broadcast. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. And I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time on your local AM and FM stations. And Global Shortwave at 3210 during the day. The first 2 hours are on 9.985. Is it 9.95? I don't know. But I know it's moved the third hour to 9.975. I know that. I should announce that before the third hour, shouldn't I? But I haven't been doing that since I learned of it. Perhaps WWCR will put an announcement on for folks because I've been getting a lot of calls about it. I appreciate them. But in the last minute and a half here, listen, you know what's coming. Get my new video, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State is out. My best video ever. You got to have it. Get it and make copies. It wakes people up. Oh, man, on DVD, now available, a little over 3 hours long. VHS, 2 hours, 35 minutes long. Please get it. Please make copies. It covers 9/11, the occult elite, the latest police state developments. It's a powerful video. Toll-free number to order. Operators are there 24 hours a day. You can call and ask about all the different specials and discounts we're offering. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Tejas, 78704. Go to that secure shopping cart online, watch the clips of the films, order them online, look at the specials, or last but not least, go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up today at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions are available. All the films, all the material. PrisonPlanet.tv, please take action. You'll want this video. You're really missing out if you don't get it. All right, as I said, all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. Now is the time to stand up against the globalists. Now is the time to get involved and resist this tyranny. God bless, my friends.